Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my brothers and my sisters. Welcome to Walking in the Light Ministries broadcast. Hi, my name is Pastor Herbert Graham, and truly, this is an exciting time to be alive. You know, when we look around us today and we see all kinds of things going on. Someone is saying this over here on the left, and another is saying this over here on the right. And men's hearts are failing them because of fear. You see, my brothers and my sisters, we have men out there today, men and women out there today, who do not know in whom they believe and how to believe and discern what is truth and what is a lie. Oh, my brothers and sisters, but you know one thing about the Word of God? The Word of God is not a lie. The Word of God is true, and it's truth all by itself. Today, my brothers and my sisters, I would like to talk with you briefly about a message that God has laid upon my heart. And I pray that it would be a blessing to you. And today, the title of this message is Transforming from Darkness to Light. Transforming from darkness to light. You know, my brothers and my sisters, many today tell you and that they are walking with Jesus, that they are walking in the light of the Lord. Many today tell you that, but when you look at it and you examine what they do, you have to often wonder sometimes, would Jesus do what they do? My, 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 my. Would Jesus say what they say? Would Jesus act how they're acting? See, there is a way that seemeth right, the Bible says, unto a man, but the end thereof is destruction. And see, when you are being transformed from darkness to light, you begin to see things that you never saw before. You begin to act in such a way that you have never acted before. And when you act in this right way that God has called you and I to walk in, when we walk in His light, see, we give Him the glory, we give Him the honor, and we give Him the praise. My brothers and my sisters, if you have your Bibles with you today, I'm going to share just a brief message with you on today that the Lord has laid upon my heart. If you would, turn to the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John. We're going to be looking at the third chapter of the Gospel of John. And we're going to read a few verses out of that chapter. But in reality, my brothers and sisters, the message today will be talking about the whole chapter. But these three verses, I believe, my brothers and sisters, will share some light to you with rhema revelation from the Heavenly Father through the Holy Spirit to let you see how God wants you to walk and glorify Him. In John chapter 3, but before we begin reading out of John chapter 3, my beloved, I just want to open up in a little brief word of prayer. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we come to give you all glory, all honor, and all praise. For we know that you are worthy of our glory, you are worthy of our honor, and you are worthy of our praise. For without you, Lord, we know we cannot do anything. But with you, all things are possible. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you even now, Lord, as we get ready to get into your word. Lord, that you give us rhema revelation from heaven, to help our lives be better in walking in your light, to help our lives glorify you in a way that we haven't glorified you before. And Holy Spirit of the living God, we ask you to come right now. Guide us, lead us, teach us, speak through us, and let us receive what you have to say. And we give all glory to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. My brother and my sister, today we're talking about transforming from darkness to light. Have you ever been in a room at night with the lights off? And while you're in this room, it's so dark in there that you can't see anything and you don't know which direction to walk in. That's how our lives are, my brothers and my sisters. See, in this life, we were born into a dark place. This world is a dark place. There's no light in this world without God. And in this world of darkness and chaos all around us, we have to learn how to walk in the light of God's word and what he has shown us in his word to demonstrate, to allow us to walk in that so we can demonstrate it in our lives and we can see where we're going. When you're in that dark room, my brother and my sister, the only time you can notice what's in that room. It could be other people in that room, but you won't know because it's so dark in it. You can't see anybody or anything. But when the light come on, you can see who all in the room with you. And today, my brothers and my sisters, we're going to be talking briefly about transforming from darkness into light. See, Jesus in John chapter 3, let's look at the 19th verse. In John chapter 3 and verse 19, it reads as follows. It says, this is the verdict. King James translation says, this is the condemnation. But this is the verdict. Light has come into the world. But men love darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what he has done has been done through God. My beloved brothers and sisters, I have just read you John chapter 3, verses 19 through 21 out of the New International Version. And this is how the King James read those same three verses. In verse 19 it says, and this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. They are made manifest in God. Beloved, my brothers and sisters, you see, when a person is being transformed from darkness to light, it all surrounds around their deeds. See? In this John, the third chapter, and I will pray that you will go back and read it, Jesus was given revelation to a man called Nicodemus. He was a Pharisee, and he was a member of the Jewish Sanhedrin Council. And as Jesus was sharing the truth about how a person can be transformed from darkness into light. See, Jesus was sharing showing Nicodemus that a man within himself or a woman within herself cannot be transformed within themselves. They have to have help from God. That's the only way a person can be transformed. See? Jesus said to Nicodemus like this in John chapter 3, and I pray you will read this chapter, but Jesus said it to Nicodemus like this. He said that you must be born again, Nicodemus. He was sharing with Nicodemus that he must be born again. You see? See, you must be born again. Nicodemus said, how can this be? Lord, how can I be born again? Shall I enter a second time in my mother's womb? Nicodemus was a man of senior citizen age. And Jesus told him, say, unless you are born of the Spirit, see, you got to be born of the Spirit. See, Jesus was telling Nicodemus that he got to be born of the water and of the Spirit. See, he said the flesh gives birth to the flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to the Spirit. See, then he told him, he said, marvel not that I say you must be born again. See, only way a person can be transformed from darkness into light is they got to be born again. They must have help from God. I can't go up in church and play church and say I've been born again my life has changed if I have not confessed my sins before a holy God. If I have not cried out to this holy God. See, many are playing church. They never really gave their heart to the Lord. They never really confessed Jesus Christ as being their Lord and their Savior. See? And Satan has deceived many thinking they are saved when they are not saved. You see? Transforming from darkness into light requires God's help. I can't do it by myself. And beloved, you can't do it by yourself. You need God's help. See? And the problem that a lot of people are having is that they don't realize they need, and hear me, beloved, they need God's help every day. Wow. See, that's a bombshell right there. Because, see, many of us wake up every day and don't even acknowledge God in our day. Many of us wake up in the morning and get dressed, do what we do in the bathroom, and then we get dressed, and then here we are at the door, never acknowledging God. Never seeking His wisdom, seeking His will for that day. See? We put on everything in our lives, but we don't acknowledge Him. When you have been transformed from walking out of darkness into His marvelous light, it is a daily process, something that you or I cannot do alone. We need God's help each and every day. That's why Jesus told His disciples to pray over there in Matthew's Gospel, the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. See, many of you are thinking about He's talking about food right there. But He's talking about spiritual things. Jesus said over there in John, the 6th chapter, in the 63rd verse, He says that the flesh profits nothing. He says, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Jesus is speaking to your spirit, man. Jesus is speaking to you, woman, your spirit. See? And He's saying, in order to be transformed from darkness into light, You need God's help. We need God's help each and every day. He said in verse 19, he says, and John chapter 3, verse 19, he says, and this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world.
Well, you say, you probably saying like many others, I thought light was already in the world. No, Jesus is the light of the world.
Jesus said over there in John chapter 12, verse 46, he said, I am come a light into the world. Whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness.
See,
if you believe in on Jesus, and what you mean, how do you believe on Jesus? You believe on Jesus by what his teachings have taught us in the word.
See, every word of God is true and is right all by itself. See?
Jesus said in John chapter 9 and verse 5, he said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. See, that's the true light, beloved. The true light. What did this true light teach us? How did this true light told us how to walk?
Beloved, he had told us and he explained to us what to do. And it's not hard. Though some make it hard. See?
It says that light has come into the world. I'm back in verse 19 of John chapter 3. And men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. You have a lot of people out there today love darkness rather than light. Why? Because their deeds are evil. Their works are evil. Their actions are evil. Their thinking is evil. They rather love to enjoy doing evil, dark things than they rather want to walk in the goodness, in the light of God. Then Jesus told them in verse 20, he says, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. Everyone, listen to that, beloved. Everyone that doeth evil hate the light.
You say, but no. I don't hate God. I don't hate his son. I don't hate the Holy Spirit.
Listen to what the word is telling you. It's not me. It says, for everyone that doeth evil hate the light, neither cometh to the light. He not only hates the light, but he don't want to, or she don't want to have anything to do with the light. The light of the truth of God's word. The light of the truth of who God really is. See, a lot of our problem in this world today, beloved, is that we have made man our God. We have put man over God. We have allowed the traditions of men to be over the word of God. And we shouldn't do that because it's not right. Traditions of men would never stand up to a holy God. It cannot stand up to a holy God. See, traditions of men have mistakes and flaws in them. And therefore, it is not holy. But see, God is holy because he is perfect. How he's perfect? He's perfect in all his ways. So when he says something, it's a perfect way. When he does something, it's a perfect way. Have God been speaking to your heart lately, beloved, about an issue in your life? And you've been ignoring it? You may want to reconsider, my beloved brother and my sister. He says, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Or if the other translations say, that his deeds are evil. See? His deeds will become exposed, the evil works of his deeds. You see, beloved? See? Men love darkness rather than the light.
But he says, but he that doeth truth cometh to the light. That man or that woman, that boy or that girl that practice truth, they cometh to the light. And the only way they can come to the light is that the light had to be revealed to them. See? See? There's some may say, I found the Lord. The Lord wasn't lost. We were lost. The Lord came and found us. See? God never was lost. God knew where he was. We didn't know where we were. So therefore, we was transferred. When the Lord found us and we heard the gospel, we were transferred when we believe on him whom God has sent. For God sent his only begotten son into the world. For he so loved this world, John tells us, that he sent his only begotten son into this world, that whosoever believe on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then verse 17 tells us that God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that through him the world might be saved. Through what he was showing us. Through what he was showing us of who he is. He was and is to come. You see, being transformed from darkness into light. Then verse 21 tells us, but he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God. You see, beloved? That tells us that when we come to God, that our works will be made manifest in God. See? In other words, what we are saying here today, beloved, my brothers and my sisters, is that when you walking in the light, who is the light of the world, who is Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, when you're walking in him, you're not walking according to your flesh, but you're walking according to your spirit. Because it is your spirit on the inside of you. The Bible in Hebrews call him the hidden man of the heart. It is inside of you that guides you and leads you. That's why Paul said what he said over there. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but spiritual witnesses in high places. See? It's a battle going on. The evilness want to conquer your flesh, but God wants your spirit. Which in reality, your spirit belongs to God anyway. You see, beloved? But you say, how can I know when I'm walking in the flesh? Or how can I know when I'm walking in the spirit? Well, beloved, in your Bible reading time, you need to turn over there to the book of Galatians chapter 5. And you need to study verses 17 through 26. And this would tell you how to overcome sin in your life. And if you run across a word, beloved, you may not know the definition or the meaning for, just look that word up over there in Galatians chapter 5, verses 17 through 26. Just read those verses over there. Just read that. And it will tell you how to walk in the flesh. And it will explain to you, Paul will explain to you over there, as the Holy Spirit has given him insight on how we should walk in the Spirit. And that's where you and I wants to be today, beloved. We wants to be walking in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God. See, Jesus said he will guide us and lead us into all truth if we just yield ourselves to him. Being transformed from darkness into his marvelous light. You know, I know sometimes I say, Pastor, but I tried that. I've gave my life to Christ, and yet I found myself keep falling down. But the Bible tells us a righteous man falls seven times, but he gets back up again. One thing about a righteous man who believes in Christ and what Christ has done for him, the Holy Spirit will give him a reassurance to get back up again and move on. See? Because the Holy Spirit knows as long as you in this earthly temple, that you are subject to make a mistake. You are subject to fall. But you don't have to stay down. We read it before, beloved, in 1 John over there, it talks about that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. See, beloved, what I'm trying to show you today, and I pray that you got a revelation from this today, what I'm trying to show you is that when you are being transformed from darkness into light, it's not an easy task. Because all of us ever known was darkness until we accepted Jesus Christ. And he begins to show us on a daily walk that we how to walk in his light. You see? That's why Paul tells us over there in Romans, the 12th chapter, he tells us, I beseech thee therefore, brother, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice and holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed, how? By the renewing of your mind. See, the Holy Spirit will guide you and lead you and take you through these steps that you need to go through, my beloved. He will show you what you need to do. See? That's when you will be walking in the light. You'll be walking in the light of God's word. When the flesh wants to take you that way, the light of God will shine and you say, no, you stay on this course right here. And sometimes it be a struggle. Sometimes it be a battle. That flesh be pulling you that way, but the light of God be pushing even harder. And it's a simple choice that you make within yourself. You make that choice to choose to follow the light of God that's in you and not follow the flesh and the destruction of the flesh. You make that choice to choose to follow the light of God that's inside of you and not walk in darkness. So, beloved, remember today, be transformed from darkness into light. Walk with God, and God will walk with you. Ask him to show you in his word what you need, and he will show you. Oh, beloved, I pray today that something was said that will be a blessing, has been a blessing unto you. And if you will just put into practice and read those scriptures, what I have given you, you will see the light that what I am talking about. And the Holy Spirit will begin to work with you and show you how to walk strongly and stronger in the spirit and not in the flesh. When fleshly desires begin to try to arise in you, my beloved, the Holy Spirit will raise up a standard against that and show you how to escape. Oh, my beloved, the word of God is true. And I pray today that it has been a blessing to you. Until we meet next Saturday at this time, my beloved, at 7 p.m. every Saturday, until we meet again, my beloved, you go in peace. And remember, each and every day of your life, you give God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank God today. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. God bless you. Until next time we meet again.